100 word stories.
So, hi, hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, but I did have to shell out a big copay. Let's see. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and the topic this week was never again. So we've got a whole bunch of stories out there. I should probably read out the list of the whole bunch of stories. Hold on. Just clicking. We got Norval Joe. We got John DeClaise. We got Jeffrey Fisher. Serendipity. Tom. And let's see. Lizzie. Richard. Justin the Space Turtle. Meow. He's back. He says he's got a new microphone. Giving it a try. And let's see, Charlie? Oh, and Planet Z. This feels like the end of Romper Room. Let's go ahead and romp all over the stories. And yeah, I'm recording this with the headset because I don't want to lean forward with the microphone. My guts are in an uproar. But they're getting better, I think.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Saints Do Not Move. You never say I love you. Yes, I do. All the time. No, you don't. Not the words. But I show it to you in every possible way. Isn't that enough? Why can't you just say the words? It's because every person who's ever said it to me has lied when they've said it. My mother, yes. My father, most certainly. All the fancies of my youth. That is them. It is not me. He turned and mouthed the words in a breathless silence. So she, too, to him in return. Never spoken were they again. Yet daily, in breathless silence. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Never say you have the answer. You don't know enough about the topic. You have no life experience, nor do you have skills to research the topic. You are a bloated gas bag, and you don't have the sense to keep your mouth shut. Stop proselytizing. Stop being a pedant and a puffhead. No one cares what you say, as you have already demonstrated many, many times that you are intellectually average, and you do not have the respect that you think you have. Can you find a place in your heart to raise my grade to an A, please? Number 2. Never say you will be happy to donate to the church. They will hound you for your lifetime. If you move, they will find the church nearest you, and dispatch cadres of missionaries, door knockers, pamphleteers and personal visits by elders or the pastor himself, sick. I moved from California to avoid a congregation. They sent people to my workplace, the gym, the massage parlor, and my grocery store. They would catch me buying produce and engage me in ways that were terrifying. One day, I was shocked to have the deacon's wife lay hands on my backside at the spa.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Never say, let's go and check out the old haunted house. It's simply asking for trouble. Never go to investigate a strange sound in the middle of the night. Never leave the safety of the house to peer into the darkness whilst calling, is somebody out there? And when the lights go out, never back away with the unknown behind you. And please don't ever go down into the cellar. Most of all, never ever check a body to see if it really is dead. Oh, alright then, maybe just this once. Just come a little closer. Closer? Closer.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The countdown started. 10, 9, 8. She closed her eyes and tried to come up with ways to stop it. 7, 6, 5. The place was deserted. She didn't know what to do. 4, 3, 2. It was all over. 1. Perhaps not. It's not over till the fat lady sings, they say. 0. And nothing happened. She opened her eyes and remained sitting. What an anticlimactic moment! The director of the play clapped. She just stared at the small candle on the floor. It flickered. Never say, I just love this theater company. Can I join you guys? And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Trilogy, available on Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 636 with a prompt of Never Say. So here's my story. The next morning, Roderick surveyed the students as he climbed the steps into the bus and made a beeline for the empty seat next to Bilbert. "If you're smart, you'll never say anything about what happened yesterday," the bully said as he sat and jabbed an elbow into Bilbert's ribs. "I wouldn't think of it," Bilbert tried to move away from the other boy. Roderick squinted at him. "How come that bag worked for you, but it didn't for me?" "I have my theories, and I'd share them with you, but I just promised to never speak about it again." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 636 on the topic of Never Say. Never say what? Well, we'll see. My story this week is called Two Anniversaries. They say that one of the cardinal mistakes a husband can make is to buy a home appliance for his wife for a birthday or anniversary. Good advice, really, right behind not answering the question, "Did these pants make my butt look big?" On the other hand, what can a guy do sometimes? The washing machine that came with the house broke down in late June one year. We bought a new one on what turned out to be our wedding anniversary. When that machine failed, years later, once again it happened the day before our anniversary. "Ha ha," I said. "Now we have two anniversaries to celebrate." Ignoring the glare from my wife, I called the appliance store to order the machine's replacement. "This one's a deluxe model," I told her. "Never say I don't get you nice presents." Fortunately, the house has a spare bedroom, as I'm too long for the couch. And that's it for me for this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of Never Say, and it's called Never Say. There are some things you should never say to a woman, even if you're only being helpful. Your bum looks big in that. That really isn't your colour. Your hair is a mess. It really is asking for trouble, maybe even a slap across the face. However, if you hold your tongue and fail to mention she's not looking her best, you'll be in the doghouse for keeping silent. Either way, you're not going to win. This is something I've learned the hard way. Something else I've learned you should never say to a woman. Will you marry me? Okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
And You Shall Never Say, by John DeCleese. Never say that I did not love you. Never say that. Never say I did not give you all that you asked, no matter how much or how too much it might be. Never even consider saying that. Never say we did not grow close as a vine climbing is to a wall, and never even imagine saying that you did not cling to me as such a vine does, sending in tendrils to suck my mortar to dust. Never say my stones do not protect you, below, on all four sides, above, from light and dark. And air.
Goonies never say die, and I can never say accurately that I can visit the Goonies house next time I go to Astoria. Last time I went, there were signs, neighbors telling visitors where not to park, and the house itself some info, and some tape to not cross because people live there. And a donation box, because why not? But now public access has been revoked due to people crossing the line, going on porch, peering in windows, not respecting the owners. Hey, you guys! You ruined it for everyone. Great job. No Big Willie's treasure for you.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I was little, I was told never to say fuck, or shit, or damn, so I said those words a lot, especially at dinner time. What the fuck is this damn shit, I'd say, holding up my plate. Go to your room, my mother would shout. I spent a lot of nights without dinner. I learned to eat big breakfasts and lunches, and eat as much of my dinner as I could stand before mouthing off. When I grew up, I still used swear words, but I also hired a cook, so I wouldn't have to use them as much.
And that's it for today's... I've got Tinny right in my face, if you can hear her rubbing against the headset. I know, the audio sucks. Well, there's never been a USB headset that sounds crystal clear, but I use the noise reduction in Audacity. But Tinny, look, I got 4 prescriptions, and cat slobber isn't one of them. That's it for the weekly challenge. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of never say. What do you say? The next topic is stab, as in stabbing pains in the gut. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more information. Just click on weekly challenge. I will hopefully see you next week. There will be stories, of course, for the rest of the week when I'm able to sit up and use the real microphone. What are you doing, Kat? Yeah, I know. That's a trick question. Once again, thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief.